Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 10th. I'm reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, and then we'll move over to 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 17 through 26. At first, I couldn't figure out how these two passages connected, but as you'll see in the book of Acts, when Paul is with the brethren, his main objective is to break bread with them. And the passage in 1 Corinthians is a corrective about when people come together for the Lord's Supper. So let's begin in Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Remember, this week I am reading in the ESV. And right now I'm actually in the closet of my bedroom. Had to bring this studio home today. Paul in Macedonia and Greece. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. There he spent 3 months, and when a plot was made against him by the Jews, as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Sophater, the Berean, son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These went on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. The title says, Eutychus Raised from the Dead. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered. As a young man named Eutychus was sitting at the window, he sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive and were not a little comforted. But going ahead to the ship, we set sail for Assos, intending to take Paul aboard there. For so he had arranged, intending himself to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and went to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we came the following day opposite Chios. The next day we touched at Samos, and the day after that we went to Miletus. For Paul had decided to set sail past Ephesus so that he might not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hastening to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. And now let me turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll begin in verse 17. The title in my Bible says, The Lord's Supper. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I believe it in part, for there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. There are so many things I want to talk about from these passages. One, I love the fact that the different individuals were named as people who accompanied Paul on his trip. It just pumps up the historical references here. One gentleman that was named was Tychicus. And Tychicus is an Asiatic Christian who accompanied Paul in part of his journey from Macedonia to Jerusalem. He is also alluded to have been with Paul in Rome, and he was kind of an individual that Paul would send to different places and have him give updates about how the work was going. Another individual that was named, his name starts with an E. Do you remember it? Eutychus. I've mentioned this before in the podcast, but there is a preaching book out there that's called Saving Eutychus. Okay, Paul, for all of his attributes, maybe in this one particular instance, was talking way too long. In fact, he talked into the night, and Eutychus got tired. And so he falls asleep, and he falls out of a third-story window. They think he's dead, but Paul goes, and he scoops him up, and he says, no, his life hasn't been taken from him. This is just such a unique story that also is like, how could you ever make this up? If it's not true, then it's the strangest thing I've ever heard. So it just bolsters my faith in the book of Acts and in Luke's setting out for a historical account. Then when we go over to the book of 1 Corinthians, I hope some of that language was very familiar to you as we celebrate the Lord's Supper once a month together. Paul is encouraging the Christians in the area of Corinth not to come together to get drunk and not to eat too much, but to have in mind those around them when they come together to break the bread. And ultimately, that the purpose of this meal is not for our own satisfaction, but for the remembrance of what Christ Jesus has done for us on the cross. Let me read it again in verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the bread, which reminds us of your body. We thank you, Lord, that you gave of yourself so that we could have eternal life and abundant life. We thank you, Lord, for the juice or the wine, which reminds us of the new covenant that we have in your blood. Because you gave your lifeblood for us, we can live eternally with you, the Father. And then finally, Lord, we want to thank you for the fellowship of faith that you give us that we can celebrate together with. And whenever we come together, whether it's for the Lord's Supper or just for community, we pray, Lord, that we would have others in mind and be mindful of the fact that you are seeking to use us as a minister of your love and grace to those around us. I pray even now for those in our fellowship who need to know your presence with them. Lord, sometimes we do not have the right words to share with people. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in those moments to know that your Holy Spirit will give us what we need to say, and also that you are the comforter. We don't have to be. Lord, as we go forward into our day, would you gather our scattered senses and help us to fixate on the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.